Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Nice and Mahe, kind enough to join us. Fresh off Big 12 Pro Day. Nice, how you doing?
How you doing, Nysa?
Doing good. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, kind of walk us through, what was Pro Day like down there in with the Big 12, and did you like how they had it set up for you?
Yeah, man. I mean, it was really surreal. Don't really know how the combine feels, but I was with Ryan Rico. He was saying that it was pretty dang close. That was kind of the vibe that he got from it. And, you know, I feel like Big 12 did a really good job of putting it together, especially for it being the first year of, you know, the Big 12 Pro Day. It went by really smooth. No complaints at all.
See, I'm interested about this, Nysa, because I got to participate in just our own BYU Pro Day back in the years when I was headed to the NFL, and it was more intimate, and I felt like we had 18 or 19 teams represented there, and I felt like I at least got the eyeballs on me. Did you feel like you got the attention? Because I think there was about 130 guys down there in Texas. Did you feel like you got the attention that you needed from these scouts?
I mean, I felt like obviously there's a lot of us players, and you know, very few scouts. Not very few, but definitely there was like over 100 plus players. And, you know, I kind of just felt like they did what they had to do as far as people they wanted to talk to. But I do feel like when it came to on field doing drills and, just going through the field drills and stuff like that, like there were definitely a lot of eyes, a lot of pressure too. I didn't realize how much pressure I'd feel doing a bunch of drills in front of a bunch of scouts. But I definitely see what you're talking about. That's something that I was looking forward to if we were going to have.
It's a weird sensation, isn't it, Nysa? Having to put up these numbers in front of these eyes that are dictating whether you'll make millions or not. Like is there any way you could put into words to help people understand the pressures there are on a pro day performance?
Oh man, going through the drills and stuff. Like I feel like I've practiced them 1,000 times, just from January up until then, and actually doing it in front of, you know, very important people. I feel like I could barely breathe. That's like not trying to be dramatic, but even in my 40 stance, doing my get offs, you know, I felt really comfortable. And then once it hit the spotlight, just trying to control my breathing. I've never really felt that way. I felt more nervous during that than I did during the game.
Wow.
Yeah, and it definitely took its toll. I feel like physically my body was also really drained similar to a game. So, yeah, it was definitely a lot of pressure.
What stressed you out the most, the workouts or the interviews?
You know, I feel like the interviews, because you never know what they're gonna throw like as far as questions at you. But being on the field just really feels natural. Especially when we got into position specific drills, felt a lot more natural than actually having to talk about, you know, whatever questions that people had to throw at me. So I feel more comfortable with the skill with the drills actually.
So, how did you feel about the numbers that you did put up? I know you said you felt uncomfortable, but I saw your 40 was right around a 5.15 or 5.2, somewhere in that range. And I saw that you had some other really good numbers. I mean, how did you feel about your performance?
For the most part, I'm pretty happy. I feel like I could have put up a couple more on bench. And then as far as the other...
Didn't you put up 31 on bench, Nysa? 32?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot, buddy. Like that, I mean, that's up the upper echelon of D tackles in the combine.
Shout out to, you know, Coach Doc Main and also Ryan Phillips and Coach DePoe. Those are the guys at BYU who helped me throughout the whole process and just trying to get myself ready for, specifically for the bench. There are other things I wish I could have done better on, but. You know, we only had one chance instead of two opportunities to do the L cone and the 5.10.5. But my goal was just to be smooth and to show my agility and also not to mess up, because I didn't want any of the scouts looking, you know, rolling their eyes and having to restart their clocks. Mm.
What's the process like in the training before something like that? Are you here in Utah? Did you go somewhere offsite to work with, like kind of work us through the training process to get ready for that moment?
Yeah, so I really wanted to stay in Utah because also prepping for my wedding.
Oh, and, congratulations. That's awesome.
That's even a bigger deal.
Yes, sir.
Forget this NFL business, man. The wedding, the marriage is the big deal.
Yeah, it was so my wedding is just next week. And, I wanted to stay in Utah and help out with help my fiance with some of that stuff. So I decided to hit up Coach Doc Main. And he was more than happy to have me come. And, you know, we just had the facilities at BYU because he works there now. So, I mean, the whole process was just, you know, not only looking the part, but obviously, you know, feeling the part. And I feel like I was able to do that with Doc Main and Coach Billis.
You know,
really just.
You know, nice, out of the 300 combine invites and efforts and performances, there were only two guys that outperformed you on bench. So that's pretty good. Have you called Kingsley and told Kingsley that you matched him?
I know, but we talked about it a little bit. That guy's a natural freak, so I'm happy to be. I put some numbers in there.
He is. What? Tell me what the agent process is like. So nowadays, nice. So back in my time, the agent courting was really a fun time. They took me all over the place and hotels and got to stay and do great things, but. Nowadays, do you sign an agent? Do you have an agent that helped you with NIL? Do you already have somebody kind of in place that you roll into with your agency, or is that something you're actively searching on?
As of right now, that's something I'm actively searching on. I reached out to a few agencies. Obviously, you know, taking a big chance on me. But just formed really good relationships. Don't have an agent as of now, but. You know, I see that it's. I was talking to Coach Doc Mann, and he was just telling me that, you know, just to go through the process and things will naturally fall in place. So I'm just
So, what's your process like now? Now that pro day's over, what are the next few weeks leading up to the draft? What does that look like for you, outside of, you know, the big event coming up next week?
As far as everything else goes, I'm just trying to keep myself in shape, still sticking to my diet and just being prepared. All I need is one opportunity, whatever it is, whether it's a minicamp invite, and I'm taking whatever opportunities and chances that come my way. So it's just being prepared and just staying ready.
Is Kalani going to officiate the wedding?
I might have to ask him, actually.
See,
that'd be a good person too.
Yeah, see if he can handle all the proceedings. Nisa, give me, encapsulate your BYU career for me. What was your time like there? How would you express your time and what you got to experience in Provo?
Man, the experience is definitely unmatched. I've had a very long career at BYU. I feel like I've been here for a very long time. But I'm really excited to be able to move on from this part of my life. But as far as, you know, my experience at BYU, unmatched. There's a lot of relationships and a lot of friendships that I'll keep for the rest of my life. A lot of opportunities that I've been able to experience specifically because of BYU and the brand that BYU has. You know, a lot of ups and downs, definitely wouldn't change anything, though. I feel like everything happened for a reason, as far as injuries, as far as, you know, trial and tribulation, as far as sometimes not seeing the field or not having as much production as I wanted. But there's definitely nothing I wouldn't change as of now. Can't regret anything, can't go back. Just trying to move forward.
So let's get to the fun stuff here. Talk about where you met your fiance, and, you know, what her background is, and you know, and kind of give us the background on the big day coming up next week.
Oh yeah, man. So my fiance, she's from Texas, but she was originally living in Logan at the time, that we met. So she has a some family who live in Lehigh, and my best friend is married to her cousin. So they hit me up. They told me that they showed me I showed her my picture, and she said that I was pretty cute. I'm pretty sure she said some other things, but she, you know, I'll keep it. But they told me for the most part, she said she thought I was cute and wouldn't mind going on a date with me. So decided to go on a date with her. I actually didn't go the first time. They wanted to go roller skating. You know, for a guy my size, you know, yeah. I'm not much of a skater, as you can probably tell. So I ended up not going to that, but ended up meeting them later for dinner. And we kind of just hit it off. And ever since then, been, I think it's about 3 years now.
It's the best part of life, man. That is, that's the best thing you'll take from BYU is that marriage. It's the best thing that I took from my time at BYU is the wife that I was able to find there. And I guarantee it'll be the same for you. I'm curious, talk a little bit about some of your teammates that were out there. Max Thule, AJ Vong Pachon was out there. Camden Garrett, how did everybody feel out there? Some of your teammates, and did you get to interact with them a lot, or did they have you broke out into position groups? Were you just out there with like Jackson Cravens?
We were actually able to all go down at the same time, just so that we could go there at the same time and also leave at the same time. So I was able to be there with the first group because we were split off into two groups. But yeah, we had a lot together out there. It was definitely a fun experience with those guys, man. I'll tell you what, like, all those guys can perform. They're all athletes. Crazy, crazy athletes. Just Max Thule, AJ Vong Pachon. But even Cam Garrett and my boy Eddie, you know, I'm really excited for those guys. See what team they're going to go to, because I know if none of these teams, you know, take these guys, like, they would be crazy. Especially Jackson Cravens, you know. I feel like he's, especially my 1 year with him, been able to grow a really good relationship with him, and he's just been dominant on and off the field.
Hey, Nysa, does the Big 12 cover the expense of the Big 12 Pro Day for flights and hotels and food?
Yeah, so as far as our traveling went, BYU paid for that, and then as far as the hotel and stay and food, Big 12 covered that.
Okay. I was curious on that because back in the day, early 2000s, we had to assign an agent. The agent had to front a lot of the costs for all the training that we did, and the training was really, really expensive. And then we just had the local pro days, and the combines, of course, are taken care of. But I was curious how the Big 12 organized that. So the Big 12 pro day, they do take care of hotel and food. It's just you got to either have your school or you got to find means to get to Texas.
Yeah. And BYU and Big 12, they had discussed the specifics beforehand, but they were able to come to the agreement. And, you know, BYU is always just trying to take care of our guys. So we're fortunate to not be able to pay. Some people who were closer to Texas, they ended up just driving or finding a way there. But I'm pretty sure It came down to the team if they wanted to drive them out or not.
Very cool for BYU to do that.
Hey, so I don't know what your NIL situation was looking like, but you know, whatever future you may hold, hopefully you have a few dollars in your pocket. D batteries do not cost a lot of money. Go down to, you know, yeah. I know you got that smoke detector chirping. You got to get that thing taken care of, man. That's a safety issue. You got to get that D battery in there. Get that thing swapped out, and you'll be good to go.
Is that on a high ceiling, Nysa?
Yeah. That's funny that you say that because it's always beeping.
I love it, man. I'll come help you out if you need it. Give Batty a call. Batty will come over. He's got those long arms.
Yeah, get a ladder.
Right.
Get up on there. I know you got pro day. You don't want to get on a ladder. You don't want to get yourself hurt. So I get it. But you know, you still got to sleep at night. That thing's chirping, man. That's no fun.
Yeah, I'm a heavy sleeper, so I guess I've been good for the past couple of years. So,
Nysa, it has been a joy to cover you over the years, man. And all the luck moving forward into whatever you're finding in this next venture in life. All the luck to you, buddy, and great job in putting together a lot of years at BYU, and I know that BYU fans love you dearly, and we all just want to see the best for you.
Man, thank you very much. I just really want to say that I really appreciate you as well, and I've been following you for quite some time now, especially since 2019. It's been a pleasure being able to have you break down some of my film, and I've just been a fan ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that means a lot to me. Thanks, Mahe.
See you, Nysa. Yes, appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
There he is, Nysa Mahe, right here on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.